And welcome to Our Beat of Talks from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm John.
And together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games. Hey, John.
Hi, Shella. It's good to be back here on Argue the Toss.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good to have you. Always good to have you.
Absolutely.
So today we thought we'd try and unravel the sort of twisty-turny narrative that is her story. So if you haven't played her story and you want to, do not listen to this.
Oh, yes, that's really good to tell our audience. Don't listen. Turn it off.
Yeah. Only if you want to play her story. If you don't mind or you've watched my Let's Plays already or you've played it, jump in. And, yeah, you can check out our crazy theories about what the heck was going on.
Well, interesting enough, I thought the game pretty fascinating because, you know, when it came out, the director is his name Sam
Barlow.
Yeah, Sam Barlow. He comes out and he's like, it's a FMV game, you know, and everybody's like, at full motion video? What the heck are you talking about? Was it 83? You know? But it actually was pretty cool the way it was presented. I mean, I thought the visual style was kind of neat. I mean, it was presented as if you were there and you were using an old computer that had a bunch of full motion video clips on it. I thought that was clever.
I did too. It was because it really kind of immersed you in it, you know, to use that terrible word that we bandy around all the time. But it did because there was kind of the reflection of the light behind your head and there was a shadow on the screen that made it feel like you were sitting in front of that monitor, that old-fashioned monitor.
And not a lot of plot beyond that. I mean, you don't know if you're like a janitor who's cleaning out an old police station or if you're like a detective who's trying to solve this murder or whatever. It's just kind of like, here's the computer and here's the clips and you type in keywords and you get different videos.
Yeah. That's how you start anyway. By the end, you know who you are.
Oh, you do? Okay. Who?
Yeah, by most of the way through. Well, yeah, depending on what you... Yeah, what video? Because, I mean, that's the great thing about it is that it depends what you open up first, depends on what search word you put in. So, I mean, I don't know if you got really lucky you could get the last video because it's all non-linear. So,
I guess a cheat book would be just type in this word and you will get this video.
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is, you only get the first five of every video, every search. So say you get 60 videos under one keyword, but you only see the first five. So I don't know how, I don't know what the secret is of that game and how it works and how in control he was of, you know, what you see when. Yeah, it's a really clever bit of game making, that's for sure.
So what are you, by the way? I'm just curious.
So you are basically, so there are the twins, Eve. Well, we start out with one woman who's got a missing boyfriend who then quickly turns out to be dead.
Okay.
And we don't know her name for quite a while. And then we find out her name is Hannah. And then this other person who looks exactly like her turns up called Eve. And, it turns out they're twin sisters. And so, you know, I don't know if you saw when you watched my Let's Play, sometimes when I put in a clue, the blue and red light
flashed. I did see that, yes.
And then the light would flash and you'd get a face reflected in the monitor. Did you notice that?
I didn't see the face. I saw the red and blue lights.
Oh, okay. So when the red and blue lights happen, you also get a reflection that sort of comes for a brief moment on the screen and then disappears again. And it looks just like Hannah and Eve. And then on my second Let's Play, if you get all the way through to the end, a chat box turns up on the screen. And so you click on the chat box and it's someone called SB. And he says, or they say, he's like, are you done yet? And so I put, no. And he's like, okay, that's understandable. Well, I'll hang around here. And he says, so have you figured it out yet, Sarah, why your mother did it or something like that? So you are basically the daughter of Hannah or Eve. You sound dumbfounded. Yeah, so you're basically their daughter.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I guess Mr. Barlow was trying to, I mean, I don't know. I would have played it a little more straight than that. I mean, that's just me, you know. I would have made it like, you know, you are a cop or something like that, and you know, you're trying to get the arrest at the end of the game, you know, that type of thing. I don't know. That's just me though.
Okay. But you've been let into the office by someone's given you access to these files.
Okay.
Basically, it's a completely cold case, so yeah, I guess it's the daughter of
So the person
whoever
has been brought to justice, and
yeah,
you're trying to, and the daughter's trying to
you're
figure
trying
it
to
out
pay.
why.
Yeah, for your own peace of mind, like what actually
I
happened.
see. I see. I did, because I did see in one point, I guess when I saw those red and blue lights, I was watching your Let's Play, the woman, Hannah or Eve or whoever she is, goes, she like admits, like, okay, and we moved the body out of the house, or we left it in the house for a week, and then she's like, do I get arrested now? And I'm like, is that the end of the game or what? I mean, you know what I mean?
I think that's the final video, I think, because basically when I did the Let's Plays, I didn't realize there were other aspects to you could click on all the other stuff on the desktop.
Oh.
And so you could actually go in and see how many videos you'd opened up and how many there were to open and where the gaps were. So when I went into that sort of visual guide, it's kind of like Taskmaster, you know, when you go and see the pie chart of your system running. It's a bit like that, but like blocks basically. And I had opened the last one, so I'm assuming that's the last video. So all the spaces I had were sort of dotted around in the
Have
middle and
you gone back and tried to search for things like pregnant or the name of or Sarah or whoever the name of your character is or anything like that?
yeah, so I did that because I've got my pages with all my search terms on. So I went back after quite a few months and I had to kind of get the story back in my head again. And yeah, I just had lists of words and ticked them off when I'd done them. And you know, I think I crossed them off if they didn't give any new videos, and then I ticked them off if they did give me something. So yeah, there was stuff like funeral, I did pregnant, miscarriage,
So did
Sarah.
your character, the daughter or whatever, did she make it into the story? Was she part of the story at all?
Yeah, so Sarah was the name that I don't know if it was Hannah or Eve was going to name the child. Oh, I think it was Hannah, because Hannah had a miscarriage, didn't she? And she said it was a baby girl, and we were going to name it Sarah. She said Simon wanted to name her Arva, but I didn't want her to have a symmetrical name because both Hannah and Eve are palindromes. Yeah, so that was a bit weird. So, but the other twin was pregnant by the end of the police interviews, or you know, during the police interviews, she vomits at some one point. She's got morning sickness and admits that she's
Oh, so
pregnant.
you sort of have figured out this game, really. It sounds like you've got it all
Yeah,
figured out.
yeah, sort of piece it together, but yeah. So I mean, because some people say that there is one person who's just deluded and thinks themselves into being Eve sometimes and Hannah
Okay.
sometimes. But I think there must be two, because how could one be infertile and have a miscarriage and then be pregnant again? And I don't know. But then the other thing is, did you see the bit when the husband has an affair with the other sister,
A
but
little
just
bit, yes.
And but doesn't appear to know that it's his wife's sister because she's wearing a blonde wig.
I wonder if I mean I don't know how deep they got into this game, but I know there was like a prominent tattoo on the one girl. I'm just wondering if they did anything where, you know, the tattoo was messed up or different or something, and wants to give you a clue as to you're talking to the same person who's trying to be both people or something like that, you know?
Tattoo. Well, because basically if you look at the women, they're in the videos, okay, so there's like several outfits that they wear, and you know, there's like very short sleeved blouses, there's jackets, like full sleeve jackets, and then there's like she sometimes has her hair up, and I think when she's Hannah she has her hair up and she's a bit more prim, isn't she? And Eve always had loose hair and is, you know, always talking about her boyfriends or whatever, because she was kind of the hot one that scored all the guys or whatever, or was sort of more sexually promiscuous. And she's the one with the tattoo. Mm. But I think there's a point where she's pretending to be Hannah and convinced on one of them, because she's got a short sleeve blouse on, but it's not very short. It's a shirt with the sleeves kind of rolled up. And you can just see a tiny shadow of the tattoo poking
out, which shouldn't be there if she was the other person.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So I think that's Eve pretending to be Hannah. So that's what makes me think that there are two, that there are two. And then I think at some point, I don't know. Because there's like a bit of a... at some point, maybe she kills the other sister. I don't know.
In real life, maybe though, it's one actress, right, who's doing all this? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a great performance because you can kind of tell them apart. You know, she does very little, tiny character differences to tell them apart.
Are you gonna recommend Hannah/Eve as a best female character of the year then?
Yeah, craziest female character of the year, that is for sure. Yeah, it's a real head scratcher still, you know, and I quite like that he left it open ended like that.
It sounds like it was pretty well defined, though, as far as, I mean.
Maybe
the little details are kind of sketchy, but it sounds like you know what happened. The guy's definitely dead.
Yeah.
The girl definitely did it, and years later, you're the daughter, and you're trying to figure out why, I guess.
But it was really intriguing. I thought it was great.
Representation of mental illness, too. Between the two, I mean, generally, people that have multiple personalities, they're very different like that. You have the one promiscuous personality that sort of bubbles to the surface because the original personality is too shy or whatever or scared to be that way.
So maybe it is that. I don't know. It was a good story. A bit of a weird one.
So question, are you looking forward to new full motion video games? I know you've got another one called The Missing on your plate.
I do. I'm going to check that out and see how it is. But, you know, Sam Bali's set the bar pretty high.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what you think about that one after playing this one.
But you seem to quite enjoy watching the Let's Plays, because you haven't actually played the game. You've just watched it like a TV show almost.
I had lots of fun watching those Let's Plays. I mean,
you're kind of like sending me theories and stuff. You're emailing me.
It's almost designed to be a Let's Play, you know. So I was glad that Sam Barlow was cool about, yeah, go ahead and make the Let's Play, you know. So
I think it's worth everybody having a go at it. It's a really great game, really interesting narrative design.
It looks from a observer standpoint, it looks like it's hard to get into because there's not like a tutorial or anything. You kind of have to just start typing things and figuring out stuff. And it also seems like a game where you have to take notes, like actual paper notes.
Yeah, I loved that. The fact that you took notes, I thought it was great because I have this like weird record.
Got like a police notebook of all these different theories and stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was great. I really love that aspect of it. Because it's not hard to get into. I mean, there's a minute or so where you're like, what do I do? Because I watched my Let's Play again just to refresh myself. And I was quite stumped. I was like, okay, what do I do? So I started putting, but once you get your first, hit on the search terms, then you're like, okay, I get
It
this.
draws you in, and then you're hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool,
So
and it's like
yeah.
$20. It's like not a, it's not a full price game or anything. So
No. Yeah, it's well worth
cool,
it.
cool. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention and for sleuthing through the case.
Yeah.
I had just as much fun, and I was just watching you the whole time. You know all the emails I sent you. Just look for the tattoo. See if that's a clue.
I know. Have you put in
Yeah.
this? It was a fun time. Well, I'm glad I could have someone to, because I don't know anybody else who's played it, so I've had no one to discuss it, with. So yeah, it's kind of like Twin Peaks like that. You need to dissect it afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. And I don't have to play it now because I've done more than most people have, probably. So.
Well, I think that's it. We've kind of tied it up in as neat a bow as we
And
can.
definitely recommended the game.
Yeah, Simon's definitely dead, and Hannah or Eve definitely did
And
it.
maybe killed Hannah or Eve as well, depending
Yeah, exactly.
what you think.
So the only one that lived to tell the tale is Sarah.
Right. So yeah, at least somebody lived, I guess. So,
Yeah,
and the game is
exactly.
called Her Story, and it's by Sam Barlow, and it's out on Steam. You can get it. I think it's also a couple other places you can get it now. I think it's on GOG. I think I don't know if you can buy it directly or not, but it's not that expensive, and it's definitely worth it if you're looking for something a little different. It might surprise a lot of gamers, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Do it. Play Her Story. Well, that's all we've got time for. We've actually run over for the first time ever on our bite-sized
It's
podcast.
because I always make you go over when you're talking to me.
I
It goes
know.
long. I don't care. So the hell with the time. Keep talking.
Loosen up, Shama.
Sorry.
Okay, but thanks for dropping by again, John. And hopefully we'll see you again soon for
Absolutely.
some more arguing.